We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hop Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving.
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
They waiting on my fall off. I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence. Backcourt nasty. I wonder who gon' check him. Cuban did his thing when he went and got number 11. I still got his picture on my wall at 707. Feel synonymous with Kyrie, how we both train with aggression. Competition obsolete, trying to breathe life into my dreams. I'm so tired of sleep, still got some work from last season that was incomplete. So hungry for redemption, thank my boys, that's my overeat. Like Luka with his three, if I'm hit, my mic is prone to overheat. I pride myself the most, I'm 22 and my folks proud of me. I took the hard way since I was 10. It was no surprise to me. A step back mass blowing up was no surprise to me. And I'm speaking honestly.
Seven.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. You can find me, as always, on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Dalton_Trigg. You can find the pod account at Step Back Mavs. You can find all of our DallasBasketball.com work either at DallasBasketball.com, or I'm always posting all of our stuff on our Dallas Basketball Facebook page that's gotten a ton of support over the last year. And be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all our favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Leave us likes, comments. That helps us out tremendously. And as I mentioned on the previous episode, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that automatically enters you for a chance to win future t-shirt giveaways. And we do ticket giveaways sometimes too. So if you want to throw your name in the hat, I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but I'm just saying if you want to throw your name in the hat for something like that, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review over there and put your social media out there too, so we know how to contact you if you do win. So, staying with the trend of what we've seen from the Mavs here lately. So the last three episodes that have been published have been, Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving, and we heard from Daniel Gafford on Thursday. Well, on Friday, we heard from Derrick Jones Jr. and Dante Exum. And obviously Kidd spoke again, but it's kind of, similar stuff from him. So I'm not going to post much about that today, but Derrick Jones Jr. Spoke to the media today, and he had a lot of things to talk about, specifically though, the challenge of guarding guys like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and James Harden. And obviously this is going to be a team effort. It's not just going to be Derrick Jones Jr., but, he is one of the key perimeter defenders on this Mavs team, and he plays a big part in, annoying guys like that, not making it easy. So here's Derrick Jones Jr. talking to the media And, you know, he even acknowledges that Kawhi Leonard doesn't like to go left, you know, so he's been in the film room. From experience and in the film room, he seems to know a few things. But here's Derrick Jones Jr. talking about the upcoming matchup between the Mavs and the Clippers, which begins on Sunday, game one, 2:30 Central Time on April.
Any signs there's always the adage of rest versus rust. Do you see any indication of rust on y'all's part?
No. We never stop being in the gym. We working every day, so it can't be rusted. I mean, we playing. We going at each other, so we doing what we need to do.
With this new version of this team, you guys had that stretch where you lost 5 of 6 games. Defense was really struggling there. What changed? Was there a moment or something that you guys adjusted or something that changed to turn it around?
I just had to pick up a little bit more, you know, pick up full court and hassle the ball a little bit more and just make the offense a little bit more disruptive. I felt like that was on me a little bit early on, so I just picked up a little bit more.
Was there somebody that had a message to the team? Was there a player, a coach or something?
Nah, we all had the same mindset, so it was all everybody talking amongst each other, and we just came up with a solution.
What are some of the advantages to having all this time off to recharge a battery before the playoffs start?
Anybody that had anything, a little nagging injury, any bang-up issue, they can get healthy now. Hopefully everybody healthy at 100% and ready to go.
What's the key from your point of view to go against the defending guys like Kawhi and Harden, PG?
Treat them like they any other man. I just go out there and guard. I watch film. I look at people's tendencies. I watch what they like to do. I watch what they don't like to do. Try to make them do what they don't like to do a lot. So that's just what I try to do.
What does Kawhi not like to do?
Go left. And he can go left, but he want to go right, obviously. But.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek, with these marquee matchups, does it excite you when you're battling, you're defending the best players in the league?
That's just what I like to do, period. I mean, every game excites me, no matter who out there, whoever in front of me. I want to guard the best player. That's who I am, and that's who I'm always going to be.
Going off that, Coach has expressed a lot of confidence in you to do that specifically. What does that mean to have his trust in that regard?
It means everything. I mean, every player wants the coach's trust. And, you know, just from where I came from when I first got here to now, having the trust of the coaches and my teammates, I mean, it's a big deal for me.
Have you noticed a shift in focus or intensity just from guys like Luke and Kyrie who've been on the stage before?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're showing their leadership, and which they should be, and everybody else is following suit, doing what we're supposed to do. And the guys that have been in the playoffs have been on teams that went on little runs. We all have words that we can give to each other. And we just gotta stick together at the end of the day and play together.
Jason has been citing your defense for quite a few weeks here, and I think people in the organization thought you were deserving, and I actually looked to vote for you second team All-NBA defense. Did you know that you were not eligible, or?
Nah, I seen it a couple days ago. My teammate Markeith, he had sent somebody had tweeted it out. He had sent a tweet to me, and I seen it. I was just like, it's crazy, but I mean, it is what it is. I ain't really tripping on it. I know next year I'm gonna get it. If not second, then first.
It's crazy in the sense, I mean, you played a lot of games.
Yeah, that's why it's crazy to me. I played 70 plus games. For me not to be eligible, it's crazy. So it is what it is. I mean, we always got next year.
That's right.
Okay. The trades for Daniel and PJ, how much did you feel like those were defensive reinforcements to help you, and how much do you feel like it's played out that way?
Me and PJ, we take on the matchup on the wing, and Gaff and D-Live, they do their thing in the paint. And like with Gaff and D-Live, we have one that starts, one come off the bench, and there's no dip, there's no lapse when one goes out, one comes back in. They're almost the same person. One's a little bit more stronger and a little bit more experienced. But you know, with D-Live, he learned a lot this year, and he did a wonderful job this year.
Did you feel a little bit less of the defensive burden once they got here, or did that really change much from your point of view?
I never felt like it was a burden defensively. Like I said, it's just what I like to do. I mean, personally, everybody likes to score. I mean, I like to score too, but I like to make people upset, I guess. I guess you could say that.
Derek Elber, one of the top teams on the road this season, six over the course of the season. What characteristics of your team helps you perform well together on the road in preparation for games 1 and 2?
We just early on in the year, we was harping on trust and chemistry, and we just banked on that. We trusted each other and made sure our chemistry was well. We always talking, we always chatting amongst each other, we always together. So, I mean, the chemistry and trust is there for us, so it's been working for us.
Thanks,
sir. So, great stuff from Derek Jones Jr. there. He has the potential to be a very key role player in this series. You know, he's not going to go out there and, you know, score 20-plus points every game, but he is a guy that you need, preferably to hit a few threes. We've seen it throughout the season. He's been capable of doing that. We'll see if he can carry it over into this playoff series and hit a couple of threes, because the chances are he's going to be pretty wide open. Teams just constantly leave him wide open in the corners, and whether he hits or not, you know, we'll just have to see. But let's see here. Oh, excuse me. Looking at his three-point percentage this year, so he started out super hot. At one point, Derek Jones Jr. was shooting around 38% from three, and that tapered off as the season progressed. But he still ended up shooting a career high 34.3% from three this season on a career high 3.1 attempts per game. So, you know, he's shown he's capable of hitting some threes. So if you don't have to get hot and hit a bunch of them, but even one or two threes from Derek Jones Jr. in a couple of these games could really help swing things for the Mavs. And he's also averaging a career-high 8.6 points on 48.3% shooting overall. He played in 76 of the 82 games. So, you know, he's been pretty durable, pretty reliable there. And his defense is just incredible. He can switch. He can guard, you know, pretty much any position you ask him to. Now, obviously, if he's guarding the bigger guys, the fours and the fives, depending on who the four is, you know, those guys could overpower him, but, you know, he's smart. He knows how to use his hands, get deflections, use his legs. If he does get beat, you know, he can have a recovery block, stuff like that. So, really smart defender. I think he's going to bring intensity to this series that, you know, on the defensive end, intensity that wasn't there for the Mavs in their previous two series against the Clippers in 2020 and 2021. So we'll see how it goes. But, again, guys, be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Go read all of our work over at DallasBasketball.com. And leave us some comments, too. Let us know your takes as we get ready to, you know, have some fun with this series. And I'm also hosting a watch party for Game 1 on our Mavs Step Back playback channel. If you go to my Twitter page, at Dalton_Trigg, you'll see on there, I'll have it pinned on there, the link where you can log in. Completely free. All you got to do is just link to your TV provider, and you'll be able to join us and talk in the chat, come up on stage, you know, all that good stuff. So, again, guys, we appreciate it, and we will see you on the next one.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.